Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
So I pull around the corner and I find a parking spot. And I park my 65 on the street between these other two cars. And I get out, I lock my car, I turn my lights off, and I start walking around the corner. Well, when I come around the corner, all of a sudden I see all these Mexicans walking behind me, and they all got guns. And I'm wondering, what the hell have they got all them guns for? I mean, they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 5.9 millimeters. They got 38s and 22s. And I'm wondering, what the hell did they get all these guns for? And I'm walking in front of them, and they're walking down the street with all these guns in their hands. And all of a sudden, they start blasting.
Takes my mind beyond.
And I'm like, I know they're not shooting at me. So I hit the ground. And they're shooting. And they're shooting. And I'm on the ground under a car. And I'm crawling down the street under the car. And I look out and I see a bunch of white boys coming down the street the other way. And they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 9mm. They're just blasting, blam, blam, blam. And they're shooting back at the Mexicans. And they're shooting at each other. And they're blasting. And I'm in the middle of the shootout. And I'm on the street, on the ground. And I'm under the cars. And I'm like, oh, my God. What do I do? I'm not trying to get shot. I ain't in no gang. I'm just trying to get to the party. And I'm standing out there, and I'm under the car, and I'm crawling under the car. But I notice that they're on one side of the street.
Every department was supposed to do a skit, and I ended up being Mr. Money. And I came out there with all green and some brown color shoes, and I had a black Dracula cape, white Devo glasses, and then I had black leather gloves on with zippers on the back, and I had a green headband that they had stuffed dollar bills in my headband. So I came out, and I would kiss the money, and I would laugh, and I would go, yeah, I got the money. I'm the money man. And I would pull up a dollar, and I'd go, oh, what's this dollar doing in here with all of my 50s and my 100s? And I would take it out and ball it up and throw it in the audience.
Have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from t-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, my daddy was very athletic. But he was my coach, and he coached me in baseball when I was in the sixth grade. And I was a pitcher, and I played third base. But one day, we had to have a three-day rule where if you were pitching, you had to take 3 days off before you could pitch again. So I had to take a break from pitching because I was pitching at all the good games, and I had to take a break when we played some of the sorrier teams. And one day I was the back catcher, and I'm still trying to figure out why I was back catching, because our catcher was pitching, and I thought we had some other pitchers on the team, but I don't know what went down, but I ended up back catching. And I was good. I was throwing people out trying to steal second base. They couldn't run on me. I had a gun because I was a pitcher and I was a third baseman, so I had a good shot. I could throw people out going to second base. They couldn't run on me. They couldn't do it. But one time, a guy made it to second base, and I don't know if he went from a ground ball that was hit in the infield, and the infielders just threw the guy out at first base. So the guy on first base ran to second base unchallenged. So he ended up on second base. Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball to the outfield. And the outfielder went running for the ball. And the man ran to third base. But he didn't stop at third. He tried to come home. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? He's coming home? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. I'm sitting at the plate. And I'm in front of the plate. I'm blocking the plate. And I'm waiting on the throw from the outfield. And they throw it to our shortstop. And our shortstop throws the ball. And he throws a strike. He hits me right in the gut. And I catch the ball. And now I'm waiting on the runner. And I know he's going to slide. So I put the ball down. And I squat down in front of the plate. And I put the ball in the glove in front of the plate. And I'm going to tag this guy out. I know I got him. I got the ball, and I'm ready for him. And I put the ball down in front of the plate. And the runner's coming, and he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out. And he doesn't slide. He flips the script. He goes to plan B, which was run me over. And I'm like down there waiting on him to slide. I got the ball and the glove down in front of the plate. He's sliding into the glove. He's going to be out. Well, he decides that he ain't going to slide. He's bigger than me, so he's going to run me over. And he runs me over. But he steps on my foot with the metal cleats that we had, and the cleat goes through the nail on my big toe. He steps on my foot, and I tag him out, and then I jump up, and I say, ow, shit, that hurt. And I'm hopping around, but I still got the ball in my hand, so he's out because I tagged him. But I'm jumping around going, oh, my foot, my foot. And everybody runs out, and they say, what's wrong? I said, he stepped on my foot. And they lay me down on the ground, and my daddy comes running out there, and he's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I said, he stepped on my foot. So they take my shoe off, and my foot is bloody because he stepped on the toenail on my big toe, and it went through my toenail into my foot. And they take the sock off, and my foot is all bloody. And they take me to the side, and they rub my foot off with some medicine, and they put a Band-Aid on my toe and wrap my toe, and then they take some athletic tape and rub around my toe, wrapped it around my toe a couple of times, and then they put my sock back on and put my cleat back on, and they're like, all right, can you play? And I'm like, yeah, I can play, but my foot hurts. But I can play because I'm a ball player, and I know that happens. Plus, I was kind of cheating because I used to sharpen my cleats when I had metal spikes. I used to sharpen my cleats with a file. So my cleats were sharp, and if I would have slid into somebody, I would have cut them up too. And that's just how the game goes. You got to use every advantage you can to be a winner. And I had my cleats were shaved. They were They were filed down, and all of my cleats were sharp. They had razor-sharp cleats on the bottom. So I knew what it was like to get stabbed or to get stepped on, because I'm sure when I stole bases, I came in with my feet in the air. I didn't slide on the ground. I put my feet up in the air, and if you got in the way, I put my foot in your chest. That's how I slid, and that's how I always slid. I put one foot on the ground, and the other foot would be in the air. So if you're watching my foot in the air, I'm kicking my other leg into the base, and I'm safe. They can't throw me out because the guy catching the ball is watching my foot. So that's how I play. I was a ball player. I've been playing ball since I was 3 years old. I was an athlete. I played ball, and that was part of the game. But my daddy told me at the end of the game, he said, "You won't catch no more." And I'm like, "But daddy, I had a good game. I threw like five guys out at second base. I tagged the guy out that came home, and I held the ball. I mean, what are you talking about? You don't want me to catch no more." He said, "No, you're not going to be a back catcher because you don't hit when you're catching." And I'm thinking about it. I don't know if I got any hits that day. I didn't strike out. So I hit the ball. I must have just grounded out, or I hit a fly ball that they caught. But I was hitting the ball, so I don't know what he's talking about. But as of that day in the sixth grade, I didn't back catch anymore. After that, I was done. So I just played third base and pitched, and that's what I did all through high school.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
This is G Money. And I was telling you, my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. It's an internet worldwide radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. All right, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Because in Las Vegas, the last couple of nights, it's been raining. We've had rain showers in Las Vegas. That's right, in the desert in Nevada, it's been raining at night. And during the day, it has hot weather. It starts off at about 90 degrees, and as the day continues, it gets hotter. And right now, it's about 110 degrees, and it's hot. The sun is out, the skies are blue, and it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. But we're expecting showers again later on tonight, and they're expecting showers in Las Vegas for the next 3 or 4 days, probably up until the weekend. They're expecting to have scattered showers. So we wish they were raining in California, because they got the fire going in California. But we have the rain in Las Vegas in Nevada right now. So it's getting hot. And it's the summertime heat in the desert. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you're coming to Vegas, make sure you wear your swimwear. Make sure you wear your shorts and your t-shirts, because it's hot. Yes, it's hot in Las Vegas. And make sure you bring your mask and you observe social distancing, because we have a mandate where everybody has to wear a mask inside or outside. You have to wear a mask in Nevada because we're fighting the virus here in the desert. So make sure you maintain with the laws of the land, because we're fighting this virus. And we're trying to win, because we need to have the virus cut down in Las Vegas, because that keeps our population up and our jobs are up when we have the virus down to a minimum. All right. Well, that's the weather report for G Money today on August 3rd. 2021. So now, let me tell you a real quick story, a short joke and it goes like this. There was a man that was hiring for a position at his company. It was an observation company, and he had three people in the waiting room that he was interviewing for the job. So the first guy in the waiting room came in and sat behind the desk, and the interviewer asked him. He said, "This is an observation position, and we want to test your observation skills. So tell me, what do you observe about me?" And the man looked at him, and he said, "Sir, you don't have any ears." And the man started screaming. Ah! He said, "Get out of here." And he ran the man out of the interview room. And then he sent for the second guy to be interviewed for the job. And the second guy came in, and he sat down at the table. And the interviewer asked her, he said, "This is the observation position, so tell me something you observe about me." And the man looked at him, and he said, "You don't have any ears." And the man screamed and hollered, "Get out of here." And he kicked him out of the interview room. And when the second guy went out, he went to the lobby, to the waiting room where the third guy was waiting on his interview. And he told him, he said, "Man, whatever you do, don't say anything about the interviewer's ears. Because, see, he doesn't have any ears, and he's kind of sensitive about that. So whatever you do, don't say anything about his ears unless you have to." And the guy said, "All right, thanks for the tip. I appreciate the info. And I'll remember that if I get the job. I owe you." And the guy said, "Yeah, well, just remember what I said, because he's very sensitive about his ears." And so the interviewer came out and got the third guy and brought him into the interview room and sat him down behind the desk. And he said, "Sir, this is an observation position, so we need to know if you got observation skills. So tell me something you observe about me." And the man looked at him, and he said, "You wear contact lenses." And the interviewer was like, "Whoa, really? That's the first time anybody's ever said that to me. That's amazing. You have really good observation skills. What made you think of that?" And the other man, the interviewer, he said, "Well, I know you can't wear no glasses because you got no ears to hold your glasses up." Oh, that's a joke by G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Okay, DJ, let's talk in a NBA, Major League Baseball sports. Let's talk.
Me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
All right. That's Major League Baseball at its best. The ball game song of the year. Every stadium you go to, you'll hear them play that song. So let's talk in the Major League Baseball. Let's see the stats for the top three teams in the American League West. So, DJ, what's going on in the American League West?
The Houston Astros are on top with 64 wins, followed by the Oakland Athletics with 60 wins, And in third place, the Seattle Mariners, 57 wins.
Okay. And what about the American League Central?
The Chicago White Sox are on top with 62 wins, followed by the Cleveland Guardians, who have 52 wins. In third place, the Detroit Tigers with 51 wins.
Okay. And the American League East, what's going on with that division?
In the American League East, the Tampa Bay Rays are on top with 64 wins, followed by the Boston Red Sox, who have 63 wins. And in third place, the New York Yankees have 56 wins.
Okay. Well, that looks good for the American League. How about the National League? Let's go with the National League East.
In the National League East, the New York Mets are on top with 55 wins, followed by the Philadelphia Phillies, who have 53 wins. And in third place, the Atlanta Braves have 52 wins.
Okay. And what about the American League Central? DJ, the American League, the National League Central. I'm sorry, the National League Central.
In the National League Central, the Milwaukee Brewers are on top with 64 wins, followed by the Cincinnati Reds with 56 wins. And in third place, the St. Louis Cardinals with 53 wins.
Okay. And the National League West, all the California teams are heading the National League West. So let's see what their standings are right now.
First place, the San Francisco Giants with 67 wins, followed by the LA Dodgers with 64 wins, and in third place, the San Diego Padres with 61 wins.
All right. Did you say the Giants had 65 wins?
67.
67 wins. And the Dodgers have 65 wins.
64.
64 wins. Okay. So the top three California teams all have 60-plus wins. All right, well, that's good. All right, and we already did the, did we do the Central, the National League Central? Yeah.
Yes,
I think we did.
Did
Central, and we did the National League West. I think we, East, I think we started with the East. So,
yeah,
that's
we did.
Okay, so that's the, the national, the pro Major League Baseball sports report on today, Tuesday, August 3rd, 2021. All right, DJ Papa D, let's go to a commercial break and play some music for our listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
My daddy was a big shot. He was like a judge. We called him Judge, as a matter of fact. Him and all of his friends, they called him Bill the Judge. And he hung out in some bars with some people that he bowled with. And you walk into the bars, and they say, who's buying the drinks? And they say, Bill is. And my daddy would buy all the drinks. He treated everybody because he was the big shot. He made more money than all of his friends, and he proved it. He wasn't cheap with his money. He always paid everybody's bill. He bought drinks for the women, and he bought drinks for the men. It wasn't a problem. Not a problem at all. Even though when I went to the bar, he bought me beer. All around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground.
Oh, man, I was low riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town, and people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels, and they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? Yes, I'm talking to everybody around the world. I'm talking to everybody on all seven continents that are listening to today's radio show. I'm talking to all of you. So, if you want to make some extra money, you need to go to the website, www.therealmoney.info, and listen to the income video presentation. And once you listen to the presentation, tell a few of your friends so you can have other friends that want to develop their wealth, and they can follow what you do. And if you share it with more people, then more people can increase their wealth. It's a family affair, and it's a community activity. So go to www.therealmoney.info and look up and listen to the second income video presentation. And that will tell you all you need to know to get started on the G999 project. All right. I have a story to tell you real quick before we continue with the show. There was a man that was walking down the street in New York, and he was passing all of these stores, and he walked into a restaurant and sat down at the table and was looking at the menu, and the waitress came over and asked him if she could take his order. And he said, yes, you can take my order. I'll have a bowl of soup. And she said, okay, one bowl of soup coming up. And she took his menu and left and went into the kitchen. And she came back with a big bowl of soup and sat it in front of the man and said, enjoy your meal. And he said, thank you. And he looked around. And he said, hey, waitress, I need some help. I have a problem. And she came over and she said, can I help you? What is your problem? He said, taste the soup. And she said, why? Is it too hot? He said, taste the soup. And she said, why? Is it too cold? He said, taste the soup. And she said, why? It doesn't have enough meat in it? He said, please, just taste the soup. And she said, why? It doesn't have enough vegetables in it? He said, no, taste the soup, please. And she said, okay. And she looked around and she said, where is your spoon? And he said, that'd be the problem. You didn't give me a spoon to eat my soup with. Hey, that's a joke by G Money, the pimp come. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, let me talk to my fans and my friends, because today is Cash Money Tuesday, and I want to give away $50 to the listeners of the radio show. So today is Cash Money Tuesday, and all you have to do is be the 17th caller to call into the radio show, and you can win $50 cash prize. You don't even have to answer any questions. All you have to do is be caller number 17. And you can win $50 cash prize. So, I'm looking for caller number 17. And I'll give you 5 minutes to call into the radio show and be caller number 17. And you can win $50 cash prize. So, while we're waiting, DJ Papa D, play a song from my album. How about play, what do we want to hear? Play I'm a Comedian from L.A. for our listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I begged to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do. They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show. So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right. And I did it real big. And then I met Gladys Knight. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall. And then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care. Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar. And I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike Tyson. Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard. I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. 'Cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd. And I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody. Have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps,
And from beanies to hoodies, yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Time check, DJ. DJ Papa D, time check. What's up, Las
Vegas? It is 4:11 p.m.
Okay, thank you.
Can you not hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you before. Yep, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet worldwide radio show. Well, we're broadcasting around the world, and I'm the entertainer of the year, and I have the best radio show on the planet. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to see if I have a winner for our call-in cash giveaway, and I don't think we got a 17th caller. We got up to 12 callers, and then we didn't get any more callers. So, people, we got to call in to be caller 17 to win. But I didn't get 17 callers, so we didn't get a winner today for our $50 cash giveaway. So I'll have to put the money up until Thursday, and we'll try it again with our Pick That Name That Tune music show on Thursday. So, let me do the financial report for G999 coin. It's token. The value of the coin today is still 0.0047. That's the value of the coin. It's still 0.0001 of a cent, of a dollar, of a penny, of a 0.0004 of a cent, 0.0004 of a cent. So we still haven't made it to a penny yet. So you still got plenty of time to collect as many G999 coins as you can. Because right now you can purchase some. You can trade U.S. dollars for the G999 coin and get as many coins as you want. Because the more coins you have, the more money you make. All right. Well, the clock on the wall says almost that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. So before we go, though, I want to give everybody that's having a birthday today on August 3rd. I think this is all the Leo's birthday right now, and I want to give a shout-out to all the Leo's that are celebrating their birthday today on Tuesday, August 3rd, 2021. So, DJ Papa D, I know your birthday's coming up August 9th, but do you have any birthdays? Do I have any friends or fans that are celebrating their birthday today, August 3rd, 2021? Hello? DJ Papa D, do we have any birthdays that we want to give a shout-out to today? I can't hear you.
Yes, you have a number of birthdays today. Dontrell Thomas has a birthday today. Jasmine Washington has a birthday today. Holly Lopes, 55 years old today. Stephen McDonald is 54 years old today. Happy birthday, Stephen. Michelle McNeil, happy birthday today. Teresa Gillum Band has a birthday today. Derek Bailey has a birthday today. Sean Tillett is 29 years old. Anthony K. Wilson Sr. is 55 years old today. Anita Moody. Monet Thompson is 34 years old today. Robert Smith, happy birthday. Someone whose name I cannot pronounce. Tony Hedspeed is 53 years old today. And last but not least, Jonathan Stone.
All right. Well, happy birthday to all of the people that are friends and family of G-Money. I appreciate you guys listening in on the radio show. Make sure you tell a friend so we can get everybody to listen to the radio show, and they can listen to your birthday being shout out on my radio show. Okay, DJ Papa D, I want to sing happy birthday to all of the birthday people. I didn't hear you say any of them were Phi Beta Sigma, any of them were my brothers, or any of them were my sisters, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, or any of the other Greek members of the family. So I'm going to say happy birthday to everybody. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear everybody. Happy birthday to you and many more. Yep, it's a family affair. Happy birthday to everybody. I hope you have a good day today, that you get plenty of presents. You get plenty of things on your birthday. You know, you should get treated real well. Your husbands and your wives should take you out to dinner or cook a real fabulous dinner for you tonight. And your boyfriend and your girlfriends, make sure you get some tonight. Yeah, it's your day. You're supposed to get some today. You know, I mean some cake or some candy or, you know, some pie or some ice cream. You know, make sure you get some because it's your special day. So make sure you get some. And happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey. And you act like one, too. Oh, this weed is good. Oh, this weed is real good. All right, DJ Papa D. I want to wish everybody a happy day. Make sure you're safe. Make sure you're wearing your mask and you're maintaining social distance. And make sure you're washing your hands all the time that you can so that you can get rid of this virus. We're fighting to keep the virus down. We're trying to beat the virus in the United States and around the world. But it looks like the United States is having a problem fighting the virus. So we need everybody's help. Everybody needs to get the vaccination shot. And they need to maintain social distancing. And they need to wear a mask so they can protect themselves against the virus. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, I'll play another song before we get out of here. I want to hear That's What They Say. They say I'm GG Money. That's what they say. They say I'm G Money. I'm so pretty, I could kill myself. You gotta love him. You gotta love him. You gotta love him. Oh my goodness. You gotta love him. He's so pretty, he could kiss himself. He's been a G since the day he was born. GG Money. Woo! And I'll see you tomorrow on Thursday. Radio show. So have a good weekend, people. Like I say, G money. That's what you say. You say G money. That's what you say. You say G money. G money. G money. Like I say, he's so pretty, he can kiss himself. G money. G money. Like I say, he's so pretty, he can kiss himself. G money. You gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. Oh, G money. G money. You gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. Oh, big booty girls run the world. That's what you say. G money. Like I say, big booty girls run the world. That's what you say. G money. Like I say, big booty girls run the world. Gotta love it, 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 gotta love it
Like I said, you gotta love it. Gotta love it. Money. That's right. Feel crazy. Playboy crazy. Like I said, that's G-G-G-G money. G-G-G money. G-Money, he's still crazy. You gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. Like I said, I'm doing a deep. Since the day I was born. G-G-G-G-G-Money. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. G-G-G-G-G-Money.
I'm G-Money, the pimp county. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Like I said, G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G- Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world. that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Today is a celebration to celebrate the life of our mother. At the age of 16, her mother died and left her all alone in this world. So she finished high school, and then she got a scholarship to go to Langston University, where she pledged Alpha Kappa Alpha, and she was on the Queen's Court. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
So she graduated from the university, and she moved to Los Angeles, where she met my father. And in 1955, they got married. And in 56, she had her first baby. So in 1957, my mother had another baby. He was a preemie, but he survived. And that's me. And I'm my mother's first and oldest child. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
My mother was there all the time, and when I played football at the park, I would get interceptions, and my mother would be hollering, "Run, baby, run!" And my mother sewed an outfit for me. She made a jacket, and she made pants. Maybe 10th grade when she made that. And I was really grateful that she made my outfit. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, Mama was very creative, and she spent a lot of time on her sewing machine. And then she transferred to the IRS, and she became a CPA. She was married for 58 years.
She raised four hard-headed kids who are always getting into trouble.
We love our mother, and we care about our mother. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
The thing that I remember most is that Mom was always sacrificing for us. She always put her kids and her family first before she put herself.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. She made it possible for us to be involved in everything that we did in our life. She even pushed us when we didn't want to do stuff. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
She got us involved in doing stuff. And that's what I really appreciate about her. Because she always let me do whatever I wanted to do. And she thought it was just the best thing for me to be involved.
She was so supportive, you know what I mean? Like, anything and everything we did, it was just like, yep, Mom is right there with it. Mom, how can we get this?
Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, when I was doing concerts in Compton, I came up short paying my DJ because I didn't sell enough tickets. And Mama came and bought me the money to pay my DJ. I appreciate it, and I love you, and I love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, thank you, Mama. We love you.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama. Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
I want to say, may my partner, Bernard Holloway, may he rest in peace, as riding his motorcycle, he died on an accident on the freeway. When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle, and my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda. And we would go and we would ride in the dirt. And we would ride, you know, we
neighborhood, up and down the street, and somebody always wanted to ride.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
So me and my boy Bernard, we could see who could pop the longest wheel. So as long as you have your balance, you could ride for a while. Now, since I had a two-stroke, I could do like one or one and a half houses. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke Honda, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. We're talking 34 houses. He could just ride. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch. And my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down, and the bike would bounce down the street.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
But one of the things we did, we had a water balloon fight with all the kids on the street. And Warren and Chucky come running out from behind the bush with a 25-gallon trash can full of water. And all the water in the trash can just hit us. And all I did was put my head down and duck. And I just punched him. And the whole bike went over sideways. And then we're sliding down the street on the side of the bike. And Bernard falls off the bike, and he's bouncing down the street. So eventually the bike comes to a stop. Bernard gets up, he's mad as hell. And so I had to go to the hospital and have get some stitches.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
We didn't play anymore after that. Every time we brought the bikes out, we were riding somewhere. So I was going to Carson to change my clothes, and we were racing. So we were going down Van Ness. They got caught in Central. So I made the light, and I'm gunning it, rolling down the street. And somebody is driving in the lane next to me. And they decide at the last minute, they don't even signal. They just move over. And then all of a sudden, they see brake lights come on. And I get in the middle of the street. I just know where to go. But slam on my brake, and I bounced down the street, and then I got, the ambulance came and picked me up and took me to Englewood Hospital.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
And the next morning, I got up to ride to school, and my mother followed me in case I broke down. Now, when I'm riding to school, I'm riding. I'm punching it. So I'm riding down the street, and I'm cutting in and out of cars. That's how I ride. You know, I'm a rider. know, I was doing all of that on the way to school, and my mother was trying to keep up with me, and I lost her. I said, oh, well, she know where I'm going, she'll catch up with me. And I pulled into my school, and I was locking my bike up, and my mother pulled into the parking lot. And I'm like, where have you been? And she said, I was trying to keep up with you, but you were speeding, going in and out of cars and in and out of traffic, riding like a madman. And I got a ticket.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
So, one day we were at my house, and my buddy Bernard came by, and he got a K1000. And his bike is laid. Oh, man, it's chromed out. So he let me ride. And we got a street in Carson. It's a mile straight away. It's a mile run with no lights, no stop signs, no stopping. You just roll. And I was riding. I went down to Avalon, and I turned around, and I punched it. Rolling. And I passed this car going the other way, and it was my mama. And my mama told my little brother, she said, look at that fool. He's riding without no helmet, riding fast. He's a fool. And my little brother said, that boy that you call a fool that's riding the bike, that's your son.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
And do you know, one day, I was driving my car, and I came home, and something told me to look at my bicycle. And I came in the garage, and I looked for my motorcycle, and it wasn't there. And I went to my mother, and I said, Mama, my bike's not out here. Where is my motorcycle? And she said, your bike isn't out there, baby. You sure? And I'm like, yeah, Mom, I'm looking. I don't see it. It ain't out here. She's like, oh, I didn't know. I don't know. And I'm like, well, if somebody stole it, we got insurance on it. We can buy another one. And she said, nope, we're not getting another bike. Nope, 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 nope. That's it. You're not getting another motorcycle. You better enjoy your car, because you're not getting another motorcycle.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. And I think to this day, my mama got rid of my motorcycle. I don't know if she sold it to somebody or she just let somebody come in the yard and take it. I don't know. But that's what happened to my bike.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. I was rolling. You miss those days, little brother. I know you would have been on my bike trying to ride like Randy was trying to ride, like Donald was trying to ride.
Thank you.
I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.